Well, good morning, everyone, and just excited to have all of us in such a marvelous team doing important work, and that's just making other people happier and feel better and all of those good things. I love the concept of the five pillars of health. There's a lot of areas where we could get better, and it's just really thrilling to be in a company that instead of just going to work, where we actually work on ourselves and all of the areas that we can improve on. Here's a company that has it all in one package. What an amazing thing. And we get to go make friends and share this idea with other people and actually earn a living doing that. What a dream job. And through that, I met Carrie. And Carrie Percy's an amazing young lady, still young. And wow, why don't you tell your story just a little bit, Carrie? And then I got to meet a really awesome lady, Laura, and I think I just met you one time, but very impressed and very excited to work with you in the future. And you've got quite a story too. And Carrie, if you can introduce Laura, and I think we're going to have a marvelous call today. So let's listen in.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having us on this call. I'm super excited to introduce Laura to you today, but I'll tell you a little bit about my story really quick. NUCHEM has completely changed my life. Years ago, I suffered with a condition that shut down my liver and my kidneys. It made me so tired that I couldn't work anymore. And my brother told me about the NUCHEM system. I didn't really listen to him at first, but when he brought it home from Reno all the way to Boston, and allowed me to sleep on it after me being out of work for 3 months, I had amazing, miraculous results. I was able to get up on the third morning and actually go skiing in my driveway because I finally had the energy to just wake up and function. And progressively, I got better from there. And then from there, I thought to myself, wow, this technology is amazing. How many people don't know about it? And off I went on a mission to share it with as many people as I could, building a strong business in the process and loving what I do. So now I'm going to share with you a little bit about Laura. This is a special treat this morning that we get to have Laura Gilson on the phone with us because she is a smart money expert and the creator of Smart Money Expert Academy and the Smart Money Expert Blueprint. She's a licensed professional, a trained facilitator, a business owner, a speaker, a mentor, and a trainer, and she's also a mom of 8 children. So she's a super busy lady. And Laura, I would love to hear a little bit about your story, and if you'd also share with us how you came across NUCHEM. So Laura, you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I'm so excited to be here and to share, and I've just been so impressed with what I have experienced with NUCHEM in the last 6 months, not just in the health of my own family, but in the purpose of NUCHEM. And so I feel an affinity, especially for your five pillars. I'll talk a little bit about that later, but it's so in alignment with so much of what I teach. So, basically, my story having to do with Smart Money Expert is just that for 25 years, I was a stay-at-home mom. My husband and I have always been goal-oriented, always been entrepreneurs, had 3 or 4 different businesses, and I have been through it all, so I'm not somebody who comes from here with a background of financial education who's done everything wrong. I come from a background of somebody who's done everything right, but everything wrong. Just so you know, I've experienced all my assets being frozen by the IRS. I've made over double my income by $150,000. At the same time, had my life fall apart. I've had cars repossessed. I've been through bankruptcy. I just had experienced just this wide variety of money issues. Yeah, in 2010, I just looked at my husband. That was the year we had more than doubled our income by $160,000. And I said, we got to figure this money thing out. This just, we know how to make it. We don't know how to keep a hold of it. We create more liabilities the more money we make. And anyway, so we just have been through this whole rocking cycle of ups and downs and entrepreneurship, having, not having, losing, making, and I was like, I just can't handle this. This is crazy. Because so many people in the world are like, if I make more money, I make more money, I make more money. Well, money is like really important. Where it is important, it's so not important in so many areas of our life. And what we had done, which is part of our Nathan story as well, is we had sacrificed so much emotional health, physical health, relationship health, chasing money. And so we found ourselves, you know, this place where we made more money than we ever had, relationship bankruptcy, physical bankruptcy, and mental bankruptcy, and we were just really in a this hard place. And so I walked into the door of our financial planner and just said, okay, I'm not here. I mean, I cried all the way there. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I've got to figure this out. And so I walked in the door, and of course, he assumed I was there to talk about products and services. I'm like, that's not why I'm here. I want to come and work with you because I got to figure this out. I had to figure this money thing out. And so we sat down, started training, started, you know, scheduled my licenses, whatever. So started doing that, started working with families. About 3 years later, I said, this is not the answer either. I see too many people going to products and services that didn't serve them well, weren't in alignment, they were losing money. And I just said, I can't do this anymore like this. And I walked into several of my marketing director offices, and they all told me the same thing. Put on your big girl panties, literally, these are the words. Put on your big girl panties and go sell products, because you can't make money doing anything else. And I just said, well, then I don't want to make money. I want to make sure, I want to help families. I want to help them get clear. And the problem was not that the financial industry is bad, it's that people aren't clear. Didn't know what they wanted, didn't know who they were, didn't have a budget, didn't have discretionary income, weren't in alignment. And so I just set out to create a smart money expert, spent tens of thousands of dollars investigating in lots of programs, going through lots and lots of training, relying heavily on my experience as a stay-at-home mom, raising 8 children, you know, owning and operating 4 or 5 different businesses. So that was kind of me. And then my introduction with Nikan was at, you know, at this place where my husband had just horrible health issues, lots and lots of back pain, he had done all the procedures that they suggest for back surgery. I mean, not back surgery, back pain. Never had surgery. He just never felt comfortable with doing that. And so we were having this, you know, as probably most of you on call know, you know, living this life of constant pain, which affects everything. It affects your ability to interact with others, your willingness to get out and do things. It made it work hard because he couldn't work and produce because he was in pain. So we were just trying anything and everything that we could with the magnets. And so I was introduced to Terry because a mutual friend of ours was doing an event, and I was borrowing one of his speakers. And when I returned the speakers, Terry was there. And Matt said, Matt Lucas, as the guy who says, he's like, I want you to speak with her. And so that was our introduction to Nikan. And we got the MagFlex, and we got the insoles, and my husband drives like 15 hours every 2 weeks one way to get home, and so we got the seats for him, and within days, it was amazing, the things that were happening. I mean, he was experiencing pain, and life was just getting better. In fact, he came home on a weekend. He's an engineer, and so he works away from where our home is, and he came home, and he was like, hey, I want to do this, and he was, like, moving and wanting to go and participate and do things. And I was like, who are you? Because we hadn't seen him for so many years, having energy, being able to have mobility, wanting to get out and do things and be involved. And so that was our introduction to Nikan and Terry. And so it's been 6 months since we've just been excited about what has happened and the results that we've had, and trying the magnets on everything. I had a finger that was kind of destroyed, and the doctors told me it will never be the same again. You're going to always have a big knuckle, and used little minis on it, and my finger is the same size as all the rest. And so, you know, just really amazing results.
Awesome, Laura. And Laura, you've been successful at many other businesses, including another network marketing business, and being a smart money expert now. Can you share with the caller today what you learned with running those businesses, and what were the pitfalls, and how you got it off the ground to be successful?
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is where I was so excited when I learned about the five pillars of health with NECAN. Because when I approach people with their money, my clients and whatever, I have the five, I call them the five capitals, which are so much in alignment with the pillars of health. So the five forms of capital everybody has that they can make money and access today is your mental capital, your emotional capital, your spiritual capital, your physical capital, and your financial capital. And I love to talk about these because they are the sources of all, not just creating money, but creating balance and harmony. And so I'm going to share a formula because it is the most, you know, it's the most valuable thing I can share is I'm going to give you a formula that you can use. And it's really powerful in NECAN and multi-level marketing because it's literally anyone has the ability to go from zero to having a profitable business. And then I'll just share a few examples just to kind of share to show. And then, Carrie, if you have any questions or comments while I'm sharing this, please jump in.
Okay.
Because I want this to be really informative for those who are on the call and listening. So the first form of capital I talk about is a spiritual capital. And if you guys are familiar with Napoleon Hill, he says the foundation of all financial gain is an idea. And so when I talk about people with their spiritual capital, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your ability to tap into ideas and inspiration. Now, that isn't always easy to do because we live in a very busy world with a lot of things demanding our attention. You know, we have radio, we have TV, we have phones, we have internet. We have a lot of things that keep us so, are so disconnected sometimes from source. And so whether you call God, source, collective conscious, most everyone agrees there is this power that is out there. And so ideas are always out there, and ideas are always around us, and inspiration is always around us. We're not always tuned in to inspiration. So when I talk about spiritual capital, it's like find ways to be still. Find ways to create that space for you to be inspired. The other part of spiritual capital, so in all of these you have your capital, and all of them you have your debts and liabilities. And so as I go through here, I'm going to give you a little bit of both just to help you identify that maybe the places where you're in spiritual debt. And so we're talking about concepts, but I approach them all more from a financial jargon, because I find it helps people to look at things a little differently. So your spiritual capital is your ability to tune into God or Source and to get inspired and to get ideas and to be get those, you know, that gut feeling or that prompting that pushes you to take action. So some of the ways that you can really create a space for to grow your spiritual capital is meditation. If you tell your mind right before you go to bed, you ask your mind powerful questions like, how can I accomplish X? Or I want this. Or so you plant that thought into your brain and you go to bed. Your subconscious mind will work on it all night long. So that's a really powerful tool to just, like, make your mind work for you you know, tap into that. And then just as a warning, be prepared, because usually it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning where your brain goes, wake up, wake up, I have the answer, I found something. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, Carrie, where it's like, oh my goodness, why am I
awake? Every night.
Yes. So it's really important as you do that, that you have something beside your bed to capture that information. So whether it's a paper and a pen, and you need to do this because as you're asking your higher intelligence and, you know, source to provide these for you, you have to do your part on the other end. So you write it down. I keep my phone by my bed because a lot of times I don't want to get up and turn on the light. I'm that lazy. But so I'll grab my phone and I'll just record it. And so you just have to have those moments of quiet and stillness. When I'm in the car, a lot of times I'll turn off everything because I can just drive without thinking. And I've gotten tremendous amounts of, the name of my business, my motto, my business model all came from in those moments when I was still driving the car and I just grabbed my phone, hit record, and just, you know, spoke anything and everything that came out of that. And so that's a really critically important way for you to be able to capture and to capitalize on your spiritual capital. Now, some of your debts and liabilities with this are going to be carrying around regrets, shame, guilt, areas of your life that are clouding your ability to tap in. And so with that action, on one hand, to ask powerful questions and record, on the other is what is making me feel guilty? What is creating shame for me? What things do I need to clear up with God so I feel like I can receive? And so with that, you're going to see, I'm going to do action steps with each of these. It's a really powerful way to get rid of all liabilities and debts, and so I'll probably say it more than a few times, is once again, ask yourself really powerful questions. Why I feel guilty because, I feel ashamed because, and so just have these, that's a great formula for you to get in there and really dig with what is going on with you. If you're taking all the physical steps that should be creating success and wealth for you and you're not getting it, it's because you have unseen debts and liabilities operating in your background. And so you have to go beyond the action steps and get to where is this stuff hidden and what is holding you back on a deeper level. So that formula, I feel blank because, and then you just put the words in there that come to you, I'm ashamed because, I don't feel worthy because, and then write, and don't filter it, just write. And when you're done with that writing, then there's time for you to, I do several things at that point. Sometimes I take my, what I've written, because a lot of times I don't know, subconsciously it just shows up, and then you're like, wow, I had no idea that this was running in my background. So sometimes it means going to a person and clearing up a relationship. Sometimes it may be a matter of forgiveness. Sometimes it's a matter of repenting or making the change that needs to be done. And then having those conversations with the people who they need to happen with. Specifically, the higher power, the higher source in your life. So next, let's go to mental capital. Did you have any questions, comments, Carrie, before we move on?
No, I was just going to say, if this exercise is really, really powerful in building your LinkedIn business and your team, I see people all the time that have blockages and can't figure out why they're not attracting what it is that they want. And it is really about clearing that out so that you can move forward and become like a magnet and attract who it is that you are inside.
Yeah, I love that. What we attract is what our energy script and deep within, it's our subconscious mind and the programming that is broadcasting. Just like those ideas are always around us, we are broadcasting. We are broadcasting, and whatever is within us is what is showing up. And so regardless of our words or actions, it's what's broadcasting energetically. It's what's broadcasting from a subconscious that has a lot to do with our ability to be successful. And so what we're trying to do is get below just the actions and get to the broadcasting station and make sure that it's in tune, that it's clear, it's receivable, it's going to the right market, our message is resonating with the people we want to serve. So it's really important. So our next one is our mental capital. Your mental capital is just basically your skills, your knowledge, your specialized knowledge. And the thing I love about each one of these is that it's unlimited. Anyone at any time can increase their mental capital. We live in a world where the internet is so accessible. If you want to find something out, if you want to learn something, then go, you know, go do it. And the other thing is we are living in a world that's changing so drastically that we don't, if you want to be successful and you really want to make things move and shake and build a business and connect with people and make a difference, you need to be growing all the time because needs are changing, information is out there. You know, there's just a lot of powerful stuff, and to be on the edge and to be able to serve people, we need to be really aware of where their needs are and to develop those skills. So your mental capital is that. It's your ability to take what you know and take it and serve somebody and make a mark with that. And your debt and liabilities with your mental, it's your thoughts. It's your basic thoughts, the ones that are running when you're not aware. So I have a couple of, I want to give you a really quick formula for new thoughts and old thoughts. And so I hope you guys have some paper and pencil because I really am going to give you some models that you can really use. So when you have old thoughts, you have old behaviors and you have old results. So when you introduce a new thought, your brain is going to say, liar, liar, liar. And you're going to have this conflict between this new thought, your old behavior, and your old results. You just have to know, because a lot of people do this, you know, you can do it with your affirmations. You know, there's a lot of different ways to actually pay attention and be aware of your thoughts. So just be aware that when you try to introduce a new thought, when your brain is used, your mental mind is going on these continual old thoughts, I'm not good enough, people won't like what I have, I'm bothering people, and you start to change those, which you have to verbally write them down and say them to yourself every day. So one of the things that I do with all my clients is I want you to take the three top negative thoughts that just like pop into your brain when you're not aware. So first of all, be aware. There's so much going on. A lot of times we're not aware of what is being said in our brain. But be aware and take those top three negatives and then write them on a piece of paper. And then opposite those three negatives, write... for every one of those negatives, you need to write three positives. So I could say, I am not worthy. So my three positives would be, I am worthy, I am worth it, and then attach a physical attribute to it, because there's something about anchoring our mental thoughts to a body that helps it connect in a way that it doesn't otherwise. So be it, I am worthy, I am worth it, and I am beautiful. So for every one negative, write three positives, two which are mental, one which is attached to a physical. And then just know that when you start this, you're going to hear this, your brain's going to say, you're such a liar, you're so not. But just persevere through that. Because as you develop the new thoughts, then you will start to have the new behavior and you will have the new results. You just have to be really aware of the conflict
in that transition and move through that transition. So your mental debts and liabilities is your mental thoughts. And so another tool that you can use that's really awesome to help you just get aware of what is going through your brain, I call it my black book. And my black book is when I just simply write down the negative thoughts as they come to me. And I never rewrite them. I go back and put check marks. But what that does is also your brain starts to question what's going through your brain. And the thoughts that are showing up. So just like we're surrounded by inspiring ideas and thoughts, we are so surrounded by negative conversations and negative thoughts. And a lot of times what our brain is picking up in our broadcast system isn't even ours. It's somebody else's. And so putting it into a black book, all of a sudden, and then just putting checks when it repeats, it brings an awareness of what is being said in your brain, some that you're not aware of. You'll become really aware. And that is really powerful in helping you to identify the ones that you need to work on. And some of them you'll start, today now, and you know, I was sitting around and we have this just crazy thought, and I'll be like, that's not even my thought. I just picked that up in the broadcast. So I just send it, back out. Some of them I go, oh yeah, that's me. I need to work on that. And so then I'll take those steps of writing those things down.
Okay, I love that. And Laura, the power of mental practice is critical in the type of business that we're in. And there's a great quote that says, I've always believed if you want to be a champion, you will have to win every race in your mind 100 times before you win in real life.
Yes.
And so the true skill of what you're talking about is mastering that.
It is, and the thing is so many times we try to master it without any kind of tools or systems. And so we are whole beings. We can't change our mind just by using our mind, which is why we use our bodies, we write, we create declarations or affirmations we can look at, we can verbalize. Our brain changes through words and pictures. And so unless we're using words and pictures and engaged physically, in the process, it's really, really difficult to make those changes mentally when it comes to your debts and liabilities. So, yeah, that's powerful. Thank you. Next is your emotional capital. And this is my favorite for many reasons. So there's two parts to having emotional capital. One is your relationships, and I love relationships. You can get anything you need if you know the right people. When you're building teams and business, it's always a smart thing to go, okay, so in my case, I'm really great at big concepts, but when it comes down to building systems, I'm not the best at it, right? So I go, that's okay. I have people in my life who they love that and they're good at that. So why would I take the time to try to be good at something I'm not good at when I can get people in my life to do the things that they're really good at, which builds really powerful teams. You know, when it's not, I just randomly get anyone, it's like, no, I need people who can do this. I need people who can relate to this sector. I need people who have this skills. And then they're really powerful. And that they get to be where they are naturally amazing. And then you get to be where you're amazing. And then it just creates this synergy with, limited liabilities. Because everyone is functioning in their power and from their natural abilities. So I love relationships for that reason. If you need money, you need people. If you need a business, you need people. If you need a cell, you need people. If you need to build systems, you need people. If you need to build structures, you need people. And so your relationship capital should be the biggest thing that you have. That's where you should, in my opinion, that's my opinion. It really is one of the places you should
focus.
That
is a very strong, advice for people, because I think that, when I first started doing U10, Laura, I was 21 years old, and I knew that I didn't have the rapport that other people had. So when I was running my presentations, I would make sure that the CEO and the audience, who was really brilliant and analytical, I'd ask him questions. And I'd ask different people in the questions that were experts at what they were good at. Then I didn't have to do it myself. I could still remain the friend running the presentation, but they were all the experts in the audience. So that's a really great, great thing to, tool to use.
And like all the other ones I've shared about, relationship capital, you want to build it. It's everywhere. Be networking. Be on social media. You know, be involved in your community. The more you invest and are continually growing your relationship capital, the more successful you're going to be. Just by the people who are coming into your life and the resources that they bring. Because it's not always the person in front of you who may take you to that next level or to that next associate, to the next level. But they certainly know, 10, 15 people. You can do lots of relationship borrowing like that. It's like, hey, I have this. Who do you know who's suffering from this or is interested in that? Most people have 10 or 15 people, and so you can actually borrow from that relationship and get the things that you need. And so it's really, really critical. I mean, for anyone in life, the first thing you really need to do is take an inventory of your relationship capital and make a plan about how you're going to increase that. Especially when you're in networking companies, you can blow through your warm market really fast. So you really always need to be expanding that relationship capital and investing in people and investing in relationships. And you also have to be the person that's willing to give resources. You know, we can't always just be like, well, hey, let me friendship borrow from you. You know, it's a matter of, how can I serve you? How can I connect you? What do you need today? I may know somebody who can help you. And so really building authentic and real relationships based on serving. You know, how can I promote your business? How can I promote you? How can I get you what you need? And so it's a very reciprocal relationship. The other part about relationship capital is, and these are internal. So relationship capital is kind of, the one we've talked about is kind of the external. So you have these internal relationship capitals, and that is, one is your ability to read people, a body language, how to see what people need or where they are and being able to give them what they need or to make them comfortable. And so that is really important in within your relationship capitals. You know, am I aware of people? Am I reading people right? Am I, listening to the, what they're telling me, not just with their words, but to their body actions and their feelings and things that are coming towards me. Another one is your ability to stay motivated from the inside, your internal motivation, your ability to get through those hard spots, have, whatever it is that you need to be motivated, music, a vision, dreams, declarations, but be able to have those specific things in place that you can be motivated from the inside out. The third one is just be able to put together teams and put people in places where they can be in power.
I love that.
To be able to, recognize their skills and where they are and then help put them where they can be empowered and then just help them connect the resources that they need to move forward. Another one is your, we live in a global world, and so I do a lot with my own business and with others on social media and internet, literally with YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and, all the things we have out there. The world is a playground anymore. Our neighborhoods are no longer our only market. The world is literally our market. But to be able to do that, you need to be savvy about other cultures, other people, other religions, and be able to take your message and to relate to all of these different areas and to be just smart, smart about it, to have good social skills in navigating all different kinds of, social settings. There's one more, and it's not coming to my brain. So what is it? I can't remember. There's one more.
I was going to comment about what you said about social media. I can't tell you how much business that I do now just through Facebook, LinkedIn, and all of these other social networks. And it's the information age where you can connect with people immediately and get immediate results. And I love that. It's changed so much from when I was building a business when I was younger to now, and all the different outlets that we have in building. You know, and I spoke to a gal the other day who said, well, I'm not on Facebook, and I don't really like those things. And I thought to myself, you may not like them, but this is the way the future is going, so you have to step up and start to learn them. It's so critical if you want to build a big, strong business.
Especially one that goes far beyond your neighborhood. And so I'm just going to share a few tips on that about social media, just since you brought it up.
Okay.
A lot of people think social media is a place where you go and get sales. Social media is a place where you create value. And in your process of creating value, you take a cold market and you make it a warm market. So that is the value. If you go out there just trying to sell, good luck with that, because it's also a very competitive market. But if you go out there and you're willing to share value, you're willing to share who you are, you want to be really real and authentic. Social media marketing is built on authenticity and real. So if you can show up canned and even overly professional, you won't get the eyeballs. People want to know that you're real. They want to know that you have struggles. And they want to know that you have their best interests. And so, you know, you guys have a wealth of information about health and wellness. So, you know, for every one, maybe, hey, you want a free consultation, or hey, we connect, you should have 3 or 4 or 5 value posts about information that's just critical and important. And so just make sure that you deposit before you want a withdrawal in any kind of social media, that you're willing once again to support them, benefit them, provide value for them first. Value first, deposits first, before withdrawals. So, because a lot of times in social media, people are like, oh, I'm just going to show up and put this down and sell. It doesn't work that way. So just make sure that you're practicing good relationship capital and that you're providing value first.
That's a great tip. Our president, Ben Woodward, the other day said to me, he said, make sure when you're on social media that 80% of it is real stuff, real family stuff, 20% business, 80% real stuff. And that you will connect with people much quicker if you do it that way.
Yep, for sure. People want to know who you are. They don't really care what you know. They want to know who you are. So, you know, family outings, kids, just whatever that makes you like a real person. So just be willing to be vulnerable and out there. And since we're all on here for business, it can like take over your life. So you do need to establish some kind of a time limit or whatever, because you can find yourself on Facebook 24/7 and getting nothing done too. So I use my social media as business. And so I have very specific protocols and systems for that. I try to go out and create value, make comments and likes, but I'm very targeted in how I do it. I'm very targeted in who I do it to, because it's also a place where make a clear profile of the kind of people you are looking for, so that your time and energy is invested in specific-minded people. Otherwise, you can waste a lot of time doing that. So, above all, in all business, is be clear. Who's your message? What's your message? Who is your target market? And if you say everyone, you don't have a market. So, find what you're passionate about and who you're passionate about and how you want to serve them, because your message has to be clear, and it's that broadcasting station. It needs to go straight to the next broadcasting station. That's the person you want to work with. If you say, everyone, you'll get no one. It's too broad. It's too vague. You're going to miss out on that clear. Who's going to tune into you, literally, will depend on who your message and who you want to serve.
So as mission distributors, Laura, what would that be for us? What would you recommend our message be for a specific market? Because I think there's two markets. There's the market of people that want to prevent, the market of people that actually want to, that are hurting, and then those that are looking for a plan B, another way to earn an income.
Okay, so a really clear way, a really quick way to identify your market is your pain is your passion, or your mess is your message. And so the reason that is, just like mine was money, right? I experienced all of these, you know, this huge broad spectrum, and I just was like, I can't handle this. When I figured it out, then where can I speak the most powerfully from? It's from my own personal. So when I relate to somebody who's been through bankruptcy, I've been there, I know. You know, when I sit down with someone who makes a lot of money and can't hang on to it, I've been there, I know. And so when somebody, like, let's just take, for instance, my husband, Dave, with his back pain, right? Everyone in the world approached him with a answer for his back. Everyone. You know, and which is why he was so skeptical and so, just leave me alone. You have no idea what my life is. You have no idea what I'm talking about. But when Matt stepped in front of him and he was like, this is how I feel, this is how it affects my family, this is how many years I struggle with it, there was this connection, and Dave was like, I trust you, you get me. And so that's where you're powerful, is when people go, you totally get me. And your marketing, if you speak from that place, it's kind of like pain to paradise. This is my pain, this is where I struggle, here's my paradise. This is my life today, this is what I've learned, and you're going to take them through that path. You're going to take them from that pain. So, you know, if you have people who their pain is, I just need money, I consistently can't produce, then it's like, okay, well, here's your pain, and here's the paradise. So just to be, and the thing is, when we're working in that place, we're in power and we're excited because we know what they're going through. We know the next step. And that is a fun place to be in business. When you're with people who are like, I love you. I love what you've done for me. I get you. We connect. That comes from being super clear on your marketing message and super clear about who you're going to help, and then showing up very real and very authentic in them and take them from pain to paradise. And so a super clear, I mean, this isn't a marketing call, but I can just tell you really quickly and in crafting all your messages, that's it. It's pain to paradise, and here's the stuff. So
that's awesome. Laura, you are so fantastic, and I want everybody to know that Laura will be doing another class here in Utah, in American Forest, Utah, in March. We've connected together where Laura teaches the Smart Money class, and Matt and I are teaching the Preventative Wellness class, and it's been so fun because they kind of interact wealth and health together. So it's a great message and a great workshop to offer people. And I just want to leave everybody with this quote by Dr. David Schwartz. He says, success is determined not so much by the size of one's brain as it is by the size of one's thinking. Think little goals and expect little achievements. Think big goals and win big success. And I know that everyone on this call today, we're all here excited about U10 in the future and where we're going in the direction that it's headed. And for me, it builds a future that I've always wanted. No limitations. Nobody tells me how fast, how high, or who I can help and who I can't help. nobody says to me, Terry, you're not going to get to the top because this is my job anymore. I get to go as fast as I want. I get to help as many people as I want. So on the New Penn Highway, I encourage all of you to start learning more about what Laura was teaching today in your smart money thinking. Learn how to change the thoughts in your brain so that you can attract exactly what it is. And I can promise you that if I could do it at 21 years old and I could attract the CEOs of companies to join my business and build teams with me, that all of you can too. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call. Laura, you're amazing. Cynthia, we'll have to have you back. Dave, are you there?